It's like I told my last wife. I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes. You just listen to the Pork Chop Express and take his advice on a dark and stormy night, all right? When some wild-eyed, 8-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against the barroom wall, and he looks you crooked in the eye and he asks you if you paid your dues, well, you just stare that big sucker back in the eye and remember what old Hecklefish always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, fish? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail. Well, you see, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything, but I do know it's a pretty amazing planet we live on here, and a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
Another theory is that it's a Foo Fighter.
Hello, I've waited here for you ever long.
During
World... Tonight, I throw myself into out of the red, out of the head she sang. And I wonder...
Yo!
What? Foo Fighters.
I know the song, but may I?
Yeah, go ahead with the story about your alien balls.
Oh man, I can't. It was gonna take me a long time to memorize this.
Expected you an hour ago.
He's a long hoof from the Medina, sir.
This is your Baratna. Your Baratna Miller. Telling you to watch the wash valves. Belta Iota. Oh, I.
Belta Iota!
Belta I.
Belta Iota!
Iota. I think I said it right.
Belta Iota!
Wait, is that Belta? Yeah, it's Belta Iota, isn't it? Yeah, now I'm back to memorizing f***ing lines. Tell AJ, you.
That's the answer. Thank you, Bill.
You stay there, right there.
Baratna, Koman gonna die sometime.
But now?
This is your Baratna brother, Miller. This is your Baratna Miller telling you to watch the Y-Files. Belt it louder, motherfucker. This is great, but I'm a huge fan, and I never miss an episode, and thank you for doing what you do, because I really think you're helping spread the word in a powerful way, and it's a lot of fun. And I was sad that, you know, you fired the Hecklefish.
What is this human even talking about?
And then you guys had to shut down for a month while Hecklefish renegotiated his contract or whatever was going on there. But I'm glad you guys are back. I was hoping you guys had axed the fish for good, but somehow he weaseled his way back in. So I'm okay with it for now.
Scenario 51, a secret code inside the Bible said I was. I love my UFOs and paranormal fun, as well as music, so I'm singing like I should. But then another conspiracy theory becomes the truth, my friends, and it never ends. No, it never ends. I fear the crap cat and got stuck inside Mel's home with MK Ultra. I fear only two aware. Did Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing alone on a film set with the shadow people there? The Roswell aliens just fought the smiling man, I'm told, and his name was Cold. I can't believe I'm dancing with the fishes. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2, and web on web all through the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth, so the web on web all through the night. The Mothman sightings and the solar storm still come to a Agartha, the secret city underground. Mysterious number stations, planet Serpo 2, Project Stargate, and what the Dark Watchers found. Within a simulation, don't you worry though, the Black Knight satellite, it told me so. I can't believe I'm dancing with the fish. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2, and the weapons are coming on to the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth, so the world falls on my feet all through the night. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2, and the world falls on my feet all through the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth, so the world falls on my feet all through the night. Cutie loves to dance on the dance floor, because she is a camel, and camels love to dance when the feeling is right. Always in time.
Thank you for watching the After Files live stream. This is not a professional production. We don't know why anyone watches this thing, but we're glad you do. And now, to kick off the show is everyone's favorite sidekick, the one, the only, Hecklefish.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you left about. What a name, several chains since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they turn around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease them a lot, cause we got them on a spot. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, we tease them a lot, cause we got them on the spot. Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
That should work. All right. I don't know why that file didn't start. So I had a live AMA on Discord, which I think it's the best perk there is. If you want to support your favorite YouTube channel, Discord is the best way to support us. At 5. But I woke up at 5 after 5. So it's just been chaos trying to catch up, get everything set up. Keep my commitments to the patrons, so I went long there. I'm not surprised things are already broken. I didn't test anything. Let's see. All right. That's going to work.
They see me swimming.
Okay, that's going to work. What about the kitten cam? Kitten cam not working? All right, hang on. Let's see how messy we keep the house. It's Jen's fault. All right, let's go. I got to get ready for... Oh, the show started. Oh, I can't get ready. We're already rolling. Who's here? Justin, good to see you. Stoney's there. Watching me make a mess of things. There's Drac or Drac. Static Skies short stream. Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm doing better with the panic though. Like a year or two, like when we first started the After Files, if I fire the that's a little showbiz talk for you. When you actually play a clip, it's called firing it. When I fire the intro, if it was a couple of years ago and nothing played, I would be just in panic attack. I would be hyperventilating. Oh my God, we're live. Maybe it comes from all those years of doing live radio. I told you guys I shut down the radio station once because I screwed up when I was a rookie. So I would panic if I fired something and it didn't work. This time I was like, eh, it's a free show. They're fine. It's only 3,000 or 4,000 people. But I knew that the 3,000 or 4,000 people that were here and staying and waiting, that you'd go easy on me. Also, we have our gatekeepers, so. The mean comments are removed, and you have to be a subscriber for 2 months to even chat. So there's a bunch of non-subscribers or new subscribers freaking out, hate chatting, and they see those messages, but we don't see them. Wendy says, "Looking good." I appreciate that. Feeling good. Marcy, good to see you. Ryan T is here. There's Dennis, Michael McLeod, single guy cooking. screwing things up just makes it more entertaining. It's not a professional operation. Never claimed it was. So just saying all good. Appreciate that. GBO80's here. Zoe X coming over from Discord. CS, love you back. Bueno Torreno, good to see you. Dave Griff, Jacob, Cousin Mike is here. Marcy's Projects, Jamie Vance, Sky, Bobby S. Ness, Vincenzo, K9, trying to keep up with you. New York native, I am as well. Harry's here. AC is modding, good to see you. Rob Messina. BB Teresa says, nice shirt. I mean, if you like the shirts, you can always go to the Wi-Fi store and you can pick one up. I had this one up because this was a suggestion. I think I'm right, Victoria. Wasn't this shirt a suggestion from someone from the chat, from one of the after files? It might have even been the last one. Is they wanted the shirt, I'm just a guy who watches a guy who talks to a fish, which we thought was super funny. So we made that a shirt and sent him a free one. If you come up with a merch idea and we use it, we will send you the free merch. And of course, we have it for the ladies as well. Can you still say ladies? I think you still can. I'm looking at Victoria saying, okay. She's Gen X also. I'm HR in our company, so we're fine. So thanks to SMK for the great art. Oh, here's this week's. I didn't even know that we had an Apophis shirt already. That is perfect. So I guess that's me running with the bowl. Because that's what I would do if the asteroid was coming. I wouldn't save my family or the photo albums. I would grab Hecklefish. So that is shop.thewifiles.com if you wanna support. All right, hang on. I saw some good stuff. Hybrid is here. Modding, good to see you. Robert saying Jean women are the hottest. I don't know what that means. Unless it's a Sydney Sweeney reference. I don't want to get in trouble. Alyssa, hi. Hi back. Michelle P throwing the goat to Gen X. Serial killer throwing the goat with Gen X there as well. Mike O, Gen X for life. We kind of have no choice in that regard, Mike, but I'm with you, ride or die. You know, when I first started the channel, if you look at the earlier episodes, you know, I spent a lot of time doing research on how to launch the channel. And even after I started, I was constantly studying, constantly trying to learn what to do to build the channel. And if you look at the numbers, it wasn't working. The first year was just that it was a ghost town over there, except for Victoria. Victoria watched. So one of the recommendations from the YouTube experts was high energy and go younger. So I never slipped into smash that like. I can't stand that. They teach you to ask for the thumbs up and all the buttons first. I don't do that because I figured let me provide value. And if you like it, then you click the buttons. If not, because I skip over all that stuff when they do the plugs at the beginning. But I leaned into the high energy, going younger, and it just wasn't working. And then after a year of just nobody watching, just 500 views, 1,000 views, I picked up some Patreon members. Thanks to Original Jim for helping launch that. And the people that were supporting the channel were Gen Xers. You know, I don't know when it would be. We'd be like, I don't know, 45 to 55, 40-ish to 50s. You know, we grew up with Parachute Pants and Michael Jackson and Iran-Contra. You know, CIA is always there. So I saw that's who the audience was, at least the audience that was responding to the content. And then I just said, F it. I'm going to make the shows that people my age would appreciate. You know, most of the jokes are Gen X jokes. Doesn't mean they younger people or older people could still think they're funny. We're not funny. But I just said, I'm not going to go young. I'm just going to be myself. You know, I was 48. So I'm just going to be, I'll just be an old man and I'll talk about aliens and conspiracies. No more of the math, no more top 10 lists. I'm just going to do the show I want to do. So someone's watching anyway. And they did that. And then people started watching. And I think the key to that is really just authenticity. If there are any creators out there, it's really about authenticity. I haven't said it in a while, but I have said it on this show, is I am my most honest with you guys when the camera is rolling. I don't know why. But Victoria, Jen, Gino, everyone would attest to that. I don't lie to you. I will keep things from you. You know, but those would be things that are embarrassing to others. But otherwise, this is it. This is the hot mess that is me.
Hey, kids at home, if you want to learn how to do a professional live stream, watch something else. This ain't it.
That's fair. There's Vance. He's Gen X. Parky D wants a pet alien. But do you, though? You probably don't want one of those. Jonathan Baker, longtime subscriber, watches all the content. I'm Gen nothing but have the mindset of a Gen X person. Because you forgot to put in Gen whatever, you're Gen Z. Because it's a short attention span. You got distracted halfway during the sentence. You said you were going to type I'm Gen Z, but then something happened on your TikTok, tickety-tock, the talk, whatever that thing is that you kids watch. And you got pulled over there. Console, 1980 Gen X from Vegas just made the cut. 1980? If you're born 1980? I don't know. Is that Gen X? That's a tough one. That's a tough call. I think you're too young. I think you're too young for Gen X. I think you're starting to get into millennials there. Because we grew up in the 80s. Like the 80s are what shaped, that was the culture that shaped us. You know, Bo Jackson playing two sports. Same with Neon Dion. Those are the things that changed us. You know, if you remember when the best basketball player of all time, maybe not anymore, when Jordan quit to play minor league baseball. Gen Xers remember that. You got to remember when he quit to play minor league ball. It wasn't very good. But the stands were packed. T16R1, 1980 here, 84 here, elder millennial. Yes, you are. Because in 84, we were watching MTV. That specific year, we were rocking out to Van Halen. Who's someone says 1973, that's right, in Gen X wheelhouse. Cuddly Choi is saying, yep, the 80s shaped us. It really did. And I think, you know, I still subscribe to the greatest generation, you know, the boys who fought in World War II and liberated Europe and the women who supported that. I think that's the greatest generation. But I'm proud of Gen X. I think we are a great generation. I think we're the least judgmental. You know, all the stuff the last few years of people getting in trouble for saying this or that. That's not Gen X doing that. You know, we were just kind of live and let live because we raised ourselves. It's surprising how many people of my generation tell the same story. Is our parents worked. We came home from school and we just did chores if we had them, did homework. I didn't do homework because mom didn't check. Mom didn't really check. I don't know if mom ever went to a PTA meeting in my whole life. But that would be a typical Gen X thing. It's like your parents didn't even go to, like, I have Gen X friends that I've met through here that are like, my parents didn't even know where the school was, much less go to a meeting. So Jack saying Gen X is too quiet. That's kind of how we are. But we're now coming of the age where we're getting into positions of power, and that's going to be good for everybody. It's already starting. It's going to be good for everybody. The live and let live generation. Chris Tatt, millennials would be screwed if the power went out. You know, I don't like to hate on a generation like that. I know what you're saying, and that certainly there would be plenty of young people who would be lost without their devices. But I know a lot of young people that could rebuild a small block Chevy just because they learned it from their dad or their grandpa, and they passed those skills on. And maybe those things are just a hobby. But I watch YouTube channels where I don't know how old the kid is. He's maybe in his mid-20s, and I've been watching him since he's a teenager. Pull apart computers, rebuild them, build Macs out of old stuff that he finds laying around. I mean, that there are resourceful people in every generation, so I don't like to paint with too broad a brush like that. Except with Gen X, there I paint with a broad brush. Mighty Terps set 1972 for the win. Randy Thomas, 1960, Jen Jones. Tin Man, Latchkey Kid Generation. Yeah, that's us. I see a lot of Gen Xers in here. Let me know if you were Latchkey as well. Everyone I grew up with was. Rarely did we even know our friends' parents. Because everyone worked late. You know, maybe just because of where I grew up. I didn't grow up upper middle class. Most of the time with South Shore, Long Island, with the Bronx, and then like, you know, the Jeffersons were moving on up to the East Side. We moved on down to the South Shore of Long Island, and that's where I spent a lot of my years. Everybody's in your town is broke when you grow up. Broke. I don't say poor. That's different. Broke. You know, you live paycheck to paycheck. So that's why everyone's parents worked. So even though we would go over each other's houses and raid the fridge and live on bagel bites. Gino ate so many bagel bites. Oh, Gino's here, by the way. Gino and Victoria will be hopping up a little later. And Gino's got a few things to talk about or that I want to ask him about. And I don't know what, Gino, is that a real, are you in a real house with that or is that a fake background? Gino looks like he's got a baby grand piano. I pay him too much. I think I pay him too much. So yeah, so we never saw anyone's parents because they were always working. You know, so graduation was weird because everyone comes out for that. And these are your best friends for that. We went through all kinds of stuff together. And it's like, there's a bunch of old people that look like you. That's so strange. You're adopted? I've known you 12 years. SD, thoughts on Three Eye Atlas. I don't really know. I'm assuming it's going to be an Oumuamua type thing. Gino, just give me a nod. Do you have any new info on that? On Three Eye Atlas? Probably not. It's probably nothing new. I think we know what it's going to be. And I think we have, 6-8 weeks until the end of the world? No, I'm just kidding. It's not going to hit us. Unless it changes course. Oh, sorry, that's not professional at all. Almost Heaven TV, Gen X will fix it. Yes, we will. We will. Like, you know, when things, and you can feel that things are getting better in our culture, you know, on a whole. There are segments of our culture that are unhappy. I'm not trying to be political. I'm just saying there are segments of our culture that are unhappy. But for the most part, most of us are feeling a little bit better. And I think it's only going to get better. Concerned Citizen, Def Leppard. I wore that record out. Pyromania. Wore that one out. Hysteria was good too. Charlie, what generation is Hecklefish? He's Gen X also. But he's older Gen X. He lies about his age. Barry Latchkey Kid. Mickey says, if you leave it to the government, we are doomed. 100% agree. 100% agree. So after my, Drew Hurst, how old does that make you? I never say my age, but you can find it. I don't say it because you could just do the math. I told you, you can just do the math. But I don't say it because it just sounds so old. You know, and I'm insecure about it. So I don't say it, but you can find it. So about the government ruining everything. After I was on Rogan's show, I got the latest round of attacks from the left for being so far right, and then from the right for being so far left. Just attacks about what I'm a shill for the Republicans or I'm a shill for the Democrats. I'm a progressive, I'm a social justice warrior, a reactionary, all these things. And like I said on his show, and like I've said here, you don't know my politics. So what I did in the Discord and not the Discord, and Reddit. So I went to three major AI platforms. I think I did Gemini, ChatGPT, and Claude, so Anthropic. Asked the same question. Analyze my shows. Analyze everything I've said publicly, everything I've written publicly, and tell me am I on the left or the right. And I posted this on our official Reddit. It might even be pinned. Every single AI response was almost the same, is that I have no political ideology. I tend to focus on facts, lots of research, very suspicious of the government, and anti-corruption. But there's no left-right bias. So I posted that in there, and I wrote, here's a message to everyone attacking me for politics. The message is mic drop. And then I left it. I don't know what the comments are, but that political approach, that is a Gen X type of approach for the most part. I have friends that are far left and friends that are far right, and they're kind of annoying. They don't realize they're saying the same stuff. Gen X is like, hey, just whatever you do, whatever you want to do, just don't hurt anybody. We can privately judge you. I'll privately, you know, whatever. If you're at a party talking to someone who has some ideas, like, yeah, man, totally cool, whatever you want to do. And then when you tell your wife on the way home, can you believe he actually sent it to the party? That's crazy. Mike, see, my hair is awesome. It's thinning. It's thinning. I'm concerned about it. But it's following my dad's path. So, which means I'm going to keep my hair, but it'll get wider and further back. That's what is going to happen. Maybe I should just keep the Dr. Human wig. That's what'll happen if it gets too short. I'll just have the long blonde Dr. Human wig. Jane Taylor, AJ, please tell me who is in the photo on the wall. I don't think there's any photo on the wall. Unless you mean in the studio, or if you mean this is. From Weird Al's show. I have a kitten who's wants to come up. He thinks I'm talking. You coming up here, buddy? All right. So now he's going to walk on the keyboard. Yep. Hang on. Did he walk on the key? Hang on. Let me turn the keyboard off. Hey, bud. I'm kind of in the middle of something here. Yeah, he's 10 months old. This giant, and I don't even think it's legal to keep an animal this size in the county. I got to check the local statutes. All right, that's it. You're good? That's it. You're going to sit there. All right, we'll make some room for you. A little behind the scenes of a... What's the move? You know this is not...
This live stream is so disappointing. Just so, 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 so disappointing.
All right. I'm just giving a how-to. How to live stream tonight. This is... I hope you streamers are taking notes. I gotta remember my keyboard is off. As soon as he gets up here, I gotta turn the keyboard off. Switch, turn that off. Otherwise, the chat would be full of L's and D's. But I'm proud of him because when he was a baby boy, maybe his first almost 2 months we had him, he wouldn't come out from under the bed. And I spent a lot of that time just sleeping under the bed with him next to his little box. Come a long way, bud. Bubba. Bubba. I may have to fill the cookie puzzle. That's a cookie puzzle down there. I may have to fill that for him. He's going to drive me nuts. Abby Loeb's pretty cool. Angry Astronaut here on YouTube about how weird through Atlas. Yeah, I'd like to know more about it. People asking about my glasses. You can find a link to them in the official Reddit. And the official sub. They're just Amazon. There's nothing special about them. They have a little bit of magnification so I can read the chat. And the orange is because the light is bright in my face. So the early After Files, you see me doing this a lot, really just the top of my head, just squinting. So this just lets me see. Mike had Alt F4 me one day. I'm on a Mac, so I'm ready for him to Command W me. But I hear you. I know what you're saying. Anthony, you just need to sell your own dang version of those glasses. That's what people say. But I shill for enough merch. Now, this cat is about to knock everything off the desk. This is, you guys have your cats do that? He's looking for stuff to knock off. Hey, man, think I can get back to this? You see the chat's going crazy here. We got super chats to do. Here's Victoria. There's the producers. All right. He's acting like I'm not even here. AJ's definitely on his way to legend status like Art Bell. That is not true at all. But very nice of you to say, Keela Kush. Art is the best to ever do it. Carlos, AJ just chilling, talking about his cat, LOL. This is what this is. You know, maybe we do giveaways sometimes. I'll talk about whatever's on your mind. But I don't really prep for this too much. I always want to. I have this fantasy about prepping to do a real show. But I never seem to get the time. Sybil says he wants to chat. That's really what it is because I talk to them all the time. So when they hear me talking, they assume that I'm talking to them. So that's why he's up here. Clyde says Baba Hart. I call him Bubba. Oh, he's going to go behind the computer. We can't do that. It's full of wires. Come here, man. Here. You get down. Be right back. I got to get cookies. I'll get cookies. That'll keep him busy for a little while, like 10 minutes. It's the puzzle. You throw the treats in there, and they have to figure out how to get it at it and supposed to really, really work their brains. I set it up on the most difficult way possible. He'll have it cleaned out in about 90 seconds. He's not even fazed by it. Easy, huh? Yep, that's how you got it. Through there. You got it. Attaboy. Five minutes. All right, what's going on in the chat? It's a mess. AJ is a member of Mensa. I never talk about that. I don't know why that shows up. That must be in a bio somewhere. Because I never talk about that. And if you're in Mensa, don't talk about it. Nobody's impressed. Nobody cares. I'm scrolling back to see what I missed. If flat earth were real, cats would have knocked everything off by now. LOL. They just knocked everything off. Totally jealous of that bottle collection. What, these? You can get these from Costco. They're like 30 cents each. Nothing to be jealous of. Chase, give the cat some whiskey. It'll chill out after that. That's got to be bad for them, right? I never give them any substances. We have calming cat treats, but they don't. They smell them, they want to eat them. It's like, I guess they know there's Xanax in there. I'm just scrolling. Rob, definitely a spoiled cat. For sure. We're spoiled way worse than you even know. Like, embarrassing. We can have dinner, six people sitting at dinner, and cats will just jump up on the table and just start grabbing food off your dish and eat. And it's because I train them and I let them get away with everything. Where's Gino with a second screen? Second look. He's prepping. Voodoo, I haven't really talked about Three Eye Atlas yet because I don't know if there's any new news. But we can look into it together. I just want to catch up with you guys for a quick sec. Mighty Terp went to the Weird Al show. Told you, he puts on a great show, man. Un poco loco, why you have so many bottles? Dos. Solo dos. ¿Qué pasó? Rob, talk about zeitgeist. I don't know what that means besides the definition of the word. But I mean, like the zeitgeist of our culture, I barely follow it. I rely on you guys to tell me what's going on. There's Jake Latta. Thank you for the five. Best episode by far. I was in tears many times. Bravo. I'm glad that you guys like that. I was very proud of that episode. I handled the sci-fi scenes, those sci-fi inserts where I just did the voiceover. The boys did all the editing with the other scenes. I didn't even look at it before it aired. I still talk like that. I still talk like a Gen Xer. But it was a mad scramble to get that done and a couple of sleepless nights. That's why I'm kind of a mess today. Because my quick nap turned into like 4 hours and I did not want to get up. And Jen really wanted to cancel the AMA and the After Files, but I feel like I've been out of the loop for a bit. So I wanted to check in with you guys just for a few minutes. But yeah, I was proud of that episode. I'm sure the tears were for Melody. So Melody died of leukemia. She was 20 months old. David sent in that video that was at the end of the episode and everyone in the office was just sobbing. So I got his permission first, but I wanted to use her in one of our episodes just as a way to honor her memory. I'm starting to get upset now. But there's good news at the end of the story. Just to honor her memory, because you can tell by the video, this little girl. And I put his message next to the video, to what he was saying. I cut out a lot of it just because it would have been too much to read. But he talked about how she was so sick, but she never acted sick. She never really complained. She acted just like a normal infant, like a normal one-year-old. And you can tell by the video that she was just full of love and full of joy, just squeezing and kissing Hecklefish. And 2 weeks after that video, she was gone. So that, you know, it was tough. But David and his wife checked in earlier on the Patreon AMA. And they are expecting. They are expecting. It's a girl, and her name's going to be Harmony. So things just work out the way they work out. But I thought I was glad David gave me permission to put her in the video because now a million people know her name. I mean, actually 1.2 million, if it, you know. But I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but 1.2 million people. Yeah, so I'm glad the episode is performing. It's the best performing episode we had in a long time. 1.2 million views in about 18 hours. That's pretty good. And the response has been great. So the comments have been good. You know, I don't read the comments after a couple of days pass because that's when the riffraff comes in. But the people who watch quickly, I read those comments. And the comments are so positive all the way down on the video. And it's all about Melody. And it's nothing to do with video or my great work or any of that. Storytelling. It was just all about that little girl. And you know what? That is totally fine. David W., wow, so beautiful and great news. I thought so too. Lee Cloaked, have you ever done a show on lefties? I don't know what you mean by lefties. You mean people that are left-handed? Sinister? I haven't. If there's a story, I will. Pauly P. I know what bottles he meant. I was fooling. It was comedy.
Funny stuff.
God Life. When is the movie coming out? I'm not sure which one you mean. If you mean the Art Bell movie, that's not it. We haven't even started. I say we. Not really that part of it. They haven't started principal photography yet. But it is in the pipeline. The buyer is set. The financing's there. TJ, I don't really do Missing 411 because David Pilates does such a good job on his channel. So I just direct everyone there. And also, those stories tend to have a lot of victims, which I try to stay away from, stories where people are victims. Plus, the victims are very often children. And that's the Y Files is supposed to be fun. You know, despite what the haters say, this is really supposed to be fun. That's all. So I don't want to talk about dead kids and their shoes missing and stuff. So I direct people over there for like in the woods stuff, things about Göbekli and those ancient sites. I just send people right over to Jimmy Corsetti at Bright Insight, who's a great guy, and it's a great channel because he does the deep dives better than I ever will. Atlantis, Eye of the Sahara, all that stuff. Because you send in a topic, we look at it, it's good. Ham and I will research it, rewrite it, shoot it, and then I move on. You know, I'm not an expert at any of this stuff. What I try to do is tell a story. Jonah, plans for the mud flood? Probably not for a while, because that Tartaria myth is pretty new. And I would need to add some stuff to make it more believable. You know, for there to be a mud flood in 1908, I don't know how we cover that up, buried it under mud. But maybe we'll bring Gino up later and he can explain what the believers believe of it without trying to sell me on it. Because I'll unplug that. Melody and Harmony and their family hearts from Wimmy. They deserve it. Chris Tatt, how could anyone hate this show? That amazes me. I don't know why I make people angry. Like sometimes people get angry on the live stream. Like he's not doing anything. He's just talking to his cat. Why are you watching? I start the show with, I don't know why anyone watches this, but I'm glad you do. That is not a line. I don't know why. So if it's boring, of course it is. There's way better stuff on. Was it a flood or a fall? So the Tartaria, it's just too new of an urban legend to cover. But we're getting there. We're getting close. Maybe I can do something on it. Tin Man, AJ, stop beating Jen, LOL. That went around for a while on Reddit. That I'm clearly not just a misogynist, but Jen is traumatized. I definitely beat her. I don't know who wrote it, but let's just say this single millennial woman, white woman, and I don't know if any of that's true, but it's totally true. She said it's all obvious with what I say, how I treat Jen, my mannerisms, the content. She has it all figured out. And how you think Jen is a battered wife?
Absolutely not. I want her life. It's amazing.
Well, we would have to discuss that because Neil and I would have to talk about that because I don't really. All right, now I'm uncomfortable. Now she made me uncomfortable. I'm going to tell Neil that you mentioned swapping. I'm going to tell him. Actually, he might say, you know, if he does that, then I there's trouble. If he goes, there's going to be trouble with your husband. I'm looking down there. That's where she is. Shama, let haters hate. We're all here for you. I appreciate that. And they're gonna. And it bothers me less and less every single day. Hey, Floppy. Floppy's here. New York native, get with the Lunch Break Guy and do an episode on that stuff. Fascinating. My Lunch Break Guy. I don't know who that is, but if you link me or send it in, I'll take a look at it. Slim, how about a show on the creepy elements of the Boston fire caused by cow? I have to look into that. The Chicago fire was allegedly caused by Miss O'Leary's cow. Unless there's, maybe there was another fire. Maybe the cows have a secret agenda. An agenda of arson. But if I was a cow, I wouldn't want to go anywhere near fire because you smell delicious. Tater Farm. Two sets of friends of ours literally swapped wives. It was crazy. That's crazy to me. Jen and I were in a situation. We're in a situation. I don't even want to get too specific because too many people watch now. We're in a situation at someone's apartment, a married couple, and they started doing married things. Not just rated G things. But you could tell it was going in a weird direction. And Jen and I looked at each other, and our eyes said it. We didn't even have to say it. Our eyes said it. And then we both looked back and said, "We got to go." And we were gone. It was the last time we saw them. Anthony, anyone ever say you remind us of Robert Stack from Unsolved Mysteries? I don't think of anything like that. But it's a compliment. Eyes Wide Shut, says Hurtstone. I like that movie. Man, I believe a lot of that stuff. I believe a lot of those conspiracies. Hey, Ethan, good to see you. Ez is here. Sean T, how about some Look Who's Talking movies? I'd like those too. Bridget, we're leaving now. Run for the door. It was kind of like that. Our instincts, I think, were correct. That's the direction it was going. I want to tell you more about the whole, everything about them, but I cannot do it. Because look, like I said, I'm always honest with you. I tell the truth about everything, except if it involves other people, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that to other people. But boy, I want to tell you. Hey, Bojan Rednock is here. You sound like you're from a different planet. Hey, Violet, thanks for that. Scott Miller, I like Mr. Robot, too. That was a good show. Film Care, are they famous? No, they're not famous. But they're people that could be found. And they don't need to hear my story, because nothing happened. So maybe we're wrong. We're definitely not wrong. Echo, I wondered how they discovered barbecue. That's probably how. Is, you know, cow wandered a little close. The owner got a little tipsy, was leaning on it, fell in the fire, and had steak for dinner. Kelly used to run a cult-like thing for Jared Leto. You're much nicer. Who are you talking to? But I do know that he was running a cult. He still is, as far as I know. Like, don't they go to... Doesn't he have... I want to call them meetups, but I don't know. Flies girls into some island or something. I think we've had enough with the flying girls into islands for a while. Let's not do that. Let's put that on hold. Clone Cologne. So I probably wouldn't do something on the Russian sleep experiment. It's fascinating, but that is a very, very graphic story. And I didn't intend for it to be, but this channel has become kind of a PG-13 channel. A lot of kids watch this. And you can't do that story without talking about all the things that happened. It's really, really violent, really gory and bloody. Rusty, again, I remember you asking last time, any update on Ninjas and Butterflies? We'd love to see you on there. I haven't heard from them as far as I know. HD, appreciate that. Enjoying the channel. Kelly, I love that you respect people's privacy. I try to, because I don't like when my privacy is violated, and it has been a couple of times. Galen Landers, you should do a show about my love life. It will confound everyone. I am still confused. I'm very intrigued by that comment. I don't know if it fits on this channel, but I definitely want to know more. Freak Show versus Tales from the Crypt. I go Tales from the Crypt all day long. Crypt Keeper was funny. People forget how funny he was, but he told jokes. I was just going to read this, that I want to wear the same glasses that I do with the Atherfiles. And I realize it's the hybrid plugging. So if you like the glasses, he dropped a link in the chat. And he's plugging like a champ. Mickey, we learn a lot from you. I hope so. A lot of what I say is wrong. So you could be learning wrong things. Fact check me. And after you find out I'm wrong, you don't have to comment on it. I moved on. But you go ahead and fact check me. Bill the Butcher, ever think about doing a show on false flags? I've done false flags in many episodes. A very recent one is, I think I actually got demonetized, but it was part of, it might have been a comp even. No, I forget. But I've covered Operation Northwoods. You know, I really like to get into 9/11, and I think I'm going to be able to. It's going to take about a year to get into that. Victoria's nervous. I'm not getting into it now. I'm not getting into it now. But other people are. Other name brands are. And that's how we'll be allowed to talk about stuff. Because I could say COVID now. I can even give you a couple of opinions on COVID. But during it, I could not. I couldn't even say that word. I did an episode a long time ago during the pandemic about the chronovisor. That's the device that's in the Vatican secret archives that lets you see through time. I had to re-upload it and redo a section of it because I said chronovisor, and I got flagged for talking about coronavirus misinformation. And I was like, what world is this? So I had to redo the episode. And if you go back and listen, you'll hear me saying chronovisor. Apostolic Archives. That's correct, Stephen Britton. That's what they're called. They're not called the secret archives, not, at least not anymore. Nikki Vamp, thank you for in memory of at the end of the episode. You're welcome. She deserves to be remembered. Culinary Dan, inside job? I think so. Martin, we don't talk about 9/11 or a certain president family. No, we don't. We do not joke about the Clintons. Almost having the C word. But look, there were no Clintons around her in 9/11. That's the B word. No C word. That's the B word. I don't have a lot of hate for 92 Clinton. He's entertaining. A lot of shady, set up a lot of surveillance state that I'm not too down with, but overall, I didn't really mind him. I wasn't angry. I'm Gen X. I wasn't angry about Monica Lewinsky. I was, you know, I'm like, my first reaction was, she's not hot. She's not that hot, Bill. Like, I never thought Bill was that sexy. But people who met him said, oh, his looks are just part of it. He has a certain energy. I'm going to say this for the last time. No one really cared. You're just like, I don't know. She's maybe a six. You're POTUS. Paulie, you remember Creepshow where the meteor landed and the guy touched it and turned into grass? That was a good one. Wasn't that Vince D'Onofrio from the meteor one? Gino knows all that stuff. He's got dad's brain for trivia. Dave OG, what about them drones? Do that. I already covered that. I talked about it here. The drones were a psyop to scare Americans. Private pilots knew about them in advance. The media didn't report that, even though they all knew it. And what day did the drones suddenly stop? Inauguration day. No more drones. Look it up. XO voted for Bush's first year of a second year, totally regretted it. Well. There's a lot to talk about with that family, going back a long ways. But all these families. Jeremy, why are you scared of the Clintons? Really? Really? How much time do you have? Not drinking coffee yet. Would you cover Mandalay Bay ever? If there's a story there, I would. I never heard of it. Episode idea, Secret by Brian Price, 12 Hidden Real Treasures in America. All right, I'll take a look at that. I'll copy and paste that. Oh. Keyboard is still off from the cat.
Yikes. You call this a live stream? How are you not embarrassed?
It's not working. I'm not surprised. Paul's watching from Zambia and loves the show. Do an episode on anything African. Would love it. So many stories here. I try to cover all over the world, Paul. You know, the Zimbabwe UFO case comes to mind. But I specifically look for stories that are not American-centric. Because, look, we're mostly Americans in here. We pretty much think everything revolves around us. And I'm a white male from New York. That's like the jackpot. And there are way more people luckier than I am. But New Yorkers are very New York centric and Americans are very American centric. So I try to do stories from other places. So it's not just Roswell stuff. And, you know, I've never even covered Betty and Barney Hill. I like Operation Prado. Brazil, I think, is a great one. The Varginha incident, I don't quite believe the witnesses, but I think something happened there is a good story. The Zimbabwe UFO story, I don't think really happened, but it's a good one. Russell Romig, AJ, don't turn DEI. No. I judge people by the content of their character. Besides, if you looked at my staff, you would clearly know that I don't have any prejudice against anybody. I just want people who are nice and who are good, and I have them. Australia's here, Queensland. Good to see you. Thanks, Linda. Glad you liked the episode. I was proud of it. I would put it in my top 10, maybe top 5 favorites. Gilliard Dan, MLK. I used a big chunk of his speech a couple of weeks ago. It was part of the story to have MLK in there, but it was also a quiet attempt to speak to the culture a little bit, to remind people about Dr. King. MK Nightmare, very reliable. Gen X always judge people by their character. Of course, that's how it was. Did the episode stress me out, Zap? A little bit. I'm afraid of impacts. I'm more afraid of solar weather. But when people talk about nuclear war, I don't know, economy collapse, things like that, those are lower on the list for me. Number one is solar weather, because we'd have no notice. We'd have 8 minutes. It takes 8 minutes for the light to get here, right? But the solar storms move a little slower. So we'd have maybe an hour. Really depends. Giant CME, a giant mass ejection comes our way. That terrifies me. And an impact. You know, a comet impact. And they track less than half of them. So I think I mentioned it in the episode. But if you haven't checked out Graham Hancock's latest talk that he gave in Sedona not too long ago, you should check it out. It's on his channel. We use some of the clips in the episode without permission. I'm sure Graham is cool with it. But it's the first time I heard him mention the solar storm theory, which makes a lot of sense to me. I've heard Robert Schock talk about it a little bit. So the theory that Graham is going with, which makes a lot of sense to me, is the Younger Dryas. You've got this major impact where there's a series of impacts in Greenland, the North American ice sheet, that drastically changes the climate for about 1,200 years, and then the climate changes again. It gets really cold for 1,200 years, gets really warm again, and it happens suddenly. It's like the graph is just moving up and down like normal, and then you've got this cutout where two things happened, and I think the first was an impact, and the second was a solar storm. Dave OG, good stuff on Joe Rogan. Good stuff, entertaining, very informed, even if subjective in matter. I appreciate it. I'm glad you watched. You know, I try to be honest that I'm not an expert in this stuff, but if I can get you interested in something and you go research it more, then that's me doing my job. Don't come here to learn the absolute truth, because I don't really know. I'm not invested enough to dig that deep. I try to bring a new perspective to the stories. I try to tell a good story, have a little fun, and pique your interest, and then you can go learn for yourself. JD, what about the elite and the bunkers, please? I talk about that a little bit, that they are building, a lot of building. Rob Messina, that's correct. I'm a storyteller. That's all I'm doing. I have no agenda. I'm not looking to be anyone's leader. Just telling stories and trying to brighten your day. Or, like tonight, make you cry. But be honest, that cry felt good, didn't it? There was one comment that was so nice that a young mother, she said, she started crying and she ran in and grabbed her 2-year-old daughter and just squeezed her and wouldn't let her go. Right? There was a lot of that. Obvious CIA with rose-colored specs. Obvious. All agents, assets, officers. These are standard issue. You know that, and they give us this. It looks like a cat toy, with a catnip and a laser, but it's actually a surveillance device, and this shoots a dart that gives you fast-acting cancer. This one. See that, Victoria? It's a standard issue for ops officers. You know, because I do a lot of field work, undercover work. You know, a lot of not. So it looks like a cat toy, but it's actually a surveillance device. It shoots a dart. Fact-acting cancer, or I think I can put propofol in there, something that just knock you out. Standard issue. Angel hit the vape. It's not a vape. It's a cat toy. It wobbles around and it shoots the red dot around, and they like that. AJ is compromised. I don't hear that CIA theory as much as I used to, which is nice. That was getting to be a lot. You're waiting for my version of War of the Worlds? Look, I like Ice Cube, man, but I couldn't do a worse. I could do a better job than they did on that program. That film, no question. I could write a better film than that. And still use Ice Cube. He's awesome. I'm Gino, Friday still holds up, doesn't it? Agree? Holds up. Gino, you're muted at the moment. We'll bring it back up in a second. Falcon, Luis Elizondo, you read his book? Nah. If you want to loan it to me, I'll read it. But I'm not giving money to the intelligence community. No, thank you. No, thank you. Remember the spectrum of skepticism. So I approach every story neutral, maybe leaning towards skeptic. And over here, I don't trust you. And over here, I do. So we start here and we go, were you a member of intelligence community? Were you in Air Force intelligence? Did you work in PSYOPs, misinformation, disinformation? Do you still have an active clearance? Do you still have government contracts? Do you have a book that you're selling? Do you appear on podcasts? Do you get everything approved by the Pentagon? Do you give a presentation with photos that are fake? Boop. I just described Luis Elizondo. And if you're watching, no disrespect, I'd love to have you on the podcast sometime. David Grush, all those things. Everybody, all those things, all intelligence community, all Air Force intelligence, all still have clearance, all still working with the government, all taking money from the government, all getting everything cleared through the Pentagon, all of those guys. Not Bob Lazar. Now, I'm not saying I'm a Bob Lazar guy or believer, but Bob Lazar has none of that, doesn't take money, doesn't have a clearance, and, but the government made his life miserable for a while. I think they leave him alone now, but they were all over him. So all the latest whistleblowers, look, and I've said this, I want to be wrong. I want to believe these guys. But it just seems like it's the same type of resume. So Elizondo was very interesting to me. I liked the things he was saying. But when the book came out and he did a book tour, I was like, oh, no. There's always a book. There's always a book. TJ, I get this question a lot when I think about Stephen Greer. I don't think there's one person that's done more for disclosure than Dr. Greer. I think he's, in our time, is one of the most important people for disclosure and mainstreaming UFOs and that phenomena. I don't want to say UAPs. That's an Air Force intelligence term. I'm not going to use it. So I think Stephen Greer is very important. That said, I don't like that he sells on his website for like $3,000, $4,000. You go to some hotel somewhere, and he or his team teaches you how to communicate telepathically with aliens for thousands of dollars. I'm not a fan of that. To me, that sounds like a book. Now, people have defended him saying he doesn't have a lot of financial support for what he does, so that's why he does that. And that's fair, but I would just hope you would do something else. Has anyone telepathically communicated with aliens yet? I'd like to know what they say. Jennifer Darling, Secret Space Program, and that would make an amazing show. I've done two episodes on that. Take a look for those. 20 and Back is one to look for. Solar Warden is another one. Do you want me to spoil it for you, whether it was real or not? All right, so Der Zoblin says Greer's Mossad. I never use the M word on any of my episodes. Just like the Clintons, we don't talk about Mossad. On the live stream is different because this kind of gets buried. Although Mossad could find it. They could find it. Zaf says agreed so much what Bob Lazar said has come true. That's true. Greer has serious ties to Israel. Yeah, I don't want to get into much of that stuff. That's a rabbit hole. And it's a rabbit hole that I'm very familiar with. So with the secret space program, I debunked all those stories and all those people and by name, because I don't normally say things about people that are still alive, certainly about people that are down on their luck. But Corey Good, I mentioned because I don't like stolen valor. So I don't care whether you say you were a Marine or you say you were a space Marine. You weren't a Marine. And so if you're going to commit stolen valor, then I'm coming for you. So I debunk him pretty hard. Not only do I debunk him, I play pieces from his deposition where he says that his story is his intellectual property. That all being said, Gary McKinnon accessed servers, computers in NASA and the DOD. The story is he hacked them, but he didn't. He found a bunch of computers in Washington, D.C. that their password was password or blank. But he found those computers. And he said he found a spreadsheet with an off-world fleet with names of ships and officers, crewmen, transfers, and he found some photos. And I think one of the computers had folders that had, photos that something like pre-touch-up, post-touch-up, something like that. And you can hear Gary talk, and he'll be more articulate than I am about what he found. But he's very credible. He so credible that President Obama tried to extradite him from the UK, and they wanted to put him in prison for 80 years for accessing sensitive information. You let your password be password, and you're going to put me in prison for accessing your computer? Man, that There'd be a lot of wives in prison for snooping in their husband's computers. So Obama Trump wanted him back. Obama likes, he liked his intelligence. He liked his surveillance. But hats off to the UK. It's one of the only cases where where England refused the extradition. They said, no, can't have Gary. Can't have him. Rick Tackett already covered the New Jersey drones. That was a PSYOP. That was a PSYOP from the Biden administration. Stopped as soon as Trump was inaugurated. Robert Messina just saying Richard Doty. I'm assuming you're talking about just misinformation in general. But he's the king of it. A lot of it started with him. Jason Best, when is Apophis coming? The next pass is April 13th, 2029. And then we'll get another. And we have to hope that it doesn't hit the gravitational keyhole. If it does, then we have an impact in 2032 in Southern California. But orbital mechanics on a tumbling asteroid that's venting, you know, gases, it's kind of tough to predict. And like I said in the episode, there's a whole chunk of sky we can't see because anything that's in the direction of the sun, we can't see it. So we need the infrared satellites to get up there. But yeah, those scare me. Impacts scare me. Deal, whatever happened to acid rain? That was a thing for a while. It might have been overstated, but that was a real thing. The Tintin Miami Mall's alien incident. I thought that was debunked. Gino, do you know anything about that? Don't just give a nod. I'm gonna bring it up in a little bit. I want to get through some super chats and I'll bring it up. Yeah, I think that was debunked. I'm not 100% sure, but I have to say that's the largest police response that I've ever seen to anything. That was the largest police response I've ever seen. And I'm from New York City during the 9/11 era, walking past machine guns in front of my building. Never seen a response like that. MK is not worried about the acid rain. He's waiting for his lysergic acid rain. I see what you did there. Very trippy. Kelvin Thomas says it's all a hologram. That's the Operation Bluebeam. Kelly Rivas says when Doty breathes, the air comes out crooked.
You're pretty funny for a human.
Al Sweet, you think Kurt Metzger is hecklefish? He's not. He's not. We used to produce his show back in LA. He's a very nice guy. Thank you, Rochelle. That's nice. All rain is acidic. That's probably true. I'd have to think about the chemistry of that. But you might be right. The Alpha Gal, Princess Fancy Pants. AJ, is it really the end times? I think it might. I think it is. I don't mean today. But I think it is. Jason Best, how do you know that another asteroid isn't even closer? It's a great question. They don't know. There absolutely could be. I mentioned it in the episode tonight. In just last year, there was a flyby 40,000 miles away, which is nothing. They didn't even see it until it went through orbit. And that's that. Some of these objects are threading through our satellites. So it just zipped by and they were like, what was that? And would that have been a city killer? Maybe not necessarily. It would have been a mess. Like if it hit London, it would have been a mess, or New York City or something, someplace dense like that. But objects, they only know less than half of them. And and 2024, the year before, is the same thing. It was a dangerous object that passed by that they saw, like, I think 18 hours notice. Doc, man, just do a pH test on the next rain you get. Man, I don't want to go and buy litmus paper. Fizgig, biblical end times are just social collapse. I don't want to get too dark. We have fun here. Just, you know, if it's end times, let's just have a good time. Jay Cash says, I am Hecklefish, meaning Jay Cash is, which is true. Jay Cash is Hecklefish. We have finally solved it. Big. Hecklefish does his own voice. Who does your voice? Hey, Jack. Good night, Dennis. Thanks for stopping by. Jay Paz, you thought I was Hecklefish. I know, I'm not. He does his own voice. All right, let's get a couple of super chats in here because I don't want to go too late. It's 8:42. If you super chatted, I see those coming in. Don't super chat anymore because I want to try and read through all of them if I can. When I don't read them all, it hurts my heart, and I don't hurt my feelings at the end of the show. So any super chats coming now, I'm just going to assume it's just a support, which we appreciate. 99MTG, please collab with Ninjas and Butterflies. They haven't reached out to me. I won't do any show that I'm not invited on. You know, Joe asked me to come on. We don't promote. I'll be on Sean Ryan's show this week. I don't know when it will air. But I'm heading out to Sean's compound in a couple of days. Looking forward to the new studio. So I'm assuming that'll be next week that'll come out. I'm a little worried about that because Sean talks to people for like 4 hours. And my prostate only lets me hold liquids for 3 hours. So we're going to have to have a situation. And he shoots full body. So I can't even get away with the condom catheter, the colostomy, I can't get away with it. Yeah, Gino's agreeing. He's shaking his head. Yeah, you can't get away with it. He's shaking his head like, please don't say colostomy bag again. Is Sean Ryan the former CIA guy? Yep. He certainly was. And I'll get into it with him a little bit. He sent me a breakdown of a couple of things he wants to talk about, and it's like, oh, it's a lot. It's just a lot of government stuff. I'm going to have to reach back out and ask, hey, can we end the show with this stuff? This is heavy. Like, remember the episode I did on Titan Point and the surveillance state and Edward Snowden's release and all that? And James Clapper lying to Congress, which I play over and over. We're going to get into some of that. But it's like, can we do that after? Can we do aliens for a while first? Keep it light instead of starting with my hatred of the government. But I do want to ask Sean, is, from what I understand, was a CIA contractor, which is a little different than CIA. So from what I understand, he was working for, it's what's called a quick response unit, which is a paramilitary unit, most likely for a place like Blackwater Academy, something like that. Was probably contracted by CIA, I believe, is what the story is. And that he wasn't a direct CIA employee, but he was a Navy SEAL. That's pretty badass. But he's no CIA shill. He is not. I'll be able to talk about all the CIA stuff, and he's not going to defend them at all. Craig Brindle, mercenary. That's another way of saying it. But that's the world that we live in, and it's the world we've lived in for 10,000 years, is you can pay people to kill people. It's always been true. Christopher Cooper, you sound afraid to do NAB. Is that the National Association of Broadcasters? First of all, I'm not afraid to do anything. I'm not afraid to do Ninjas and Butterflies. When I say I only go where I'm invited, it's because I don't want to impose myself. Hey, can you put me on your show and talk about me? I don't want to do that. You know, even Joe, he asked a long time ago, and I kind of was like, I wasn't really sure. But if you're a creator and Rogan says do my show, you have to do it. You have to do it. And Sean Ryan is becoming a pretty big show. I mean, if you glance at his numbers, they are bananas. Matt says, I watch Sean Ryan a lot and he takes many breaks during the taping of his shows. I know he does. I've seen him do it because I've seen him talk to like older people. And you'll see the cuts. I was just kind of being half funny because with Joe, I had to use the bathroom for the last 7 minutes. And I'm really, and I was really uncomfortable. And you could, if you know that, you can see it in my face. I got kind of quiet and it was just my, and I was thinking about it and my brain was fighting, like, stop thinking about how you have to use the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm going to wet myself here and thousands of people are going to listen to this Joe Rogan show. Right, Victoria? Thousands of people watch that, right? So I can hold it for 2 hours and 58 minutes. And I think we went for 3 hours and four. So it was very uncomfortable. I can imagine Joe taking naps while hugging the Hecklefish doll at the Jerry studio. I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a napper. Rubicon Art Bell passed away a few years ago. R.I.P. R.I.P. to the G.O.A.T. Galen, you drank a lot on Rogan's. Well, look, it was water because I had to keep my mouth. I had dry mouth from being nervous. You can hear how nervous I am. First 10 minutes, I was really nervous. But I was nervous the whole time. But the coffee was good, and it gives you something to do with your hands. I don't know. It's a soothing thing. You do something with your hands. Otherwise, you if you're scared, you start to fidget. You do a lot of this, and this is terrible on camera. So the coffee was a way to just keep my hands busy. Kelly got a free membership. Dirt Nap submitting a show idea. That's great. Fred, did you smoke a joint with Rogan? No. Both of us were sober. Like a sober chunk. Try lemon drops for dry mouth. Thanks, Ginny. I'm okay now. Okay, I'll bring some lemon drops for Sean's show. Round Stacker, Joe is a classic alpha, make anyone nervous. I'm not afraid of dudes. That's not why I wasn't nervous because Joe's an alpha. I'm an omega. I'm not worried about dudes. I'm nervous because 5 million people have watched it on YouTube and 20 million people have listened to it on Spotify. So can you be a little nervous if 20 or 30 million people are going to hear you? That's it. Remember, I've met Joe a bunch of times and I know him. I've been on his show before. So I definitely wasn't afraid he was going to beat me up. Dame J, can you do a show on chemtrails? Maybe. I've talked about them a little bit here and there. Hey, the goat's here. First time. Good to see you. This is not a professional operation, by the way. Joe Brogan fans are. Be nice. A lot of smart people listen to that show. I consider myself one of them. I watch when he has people on that I'm interested in, and he has smart people on that show. So be careful putting people in a box. Be very careful. That Speedweed Jerry was forever ago. It was. You and Joe should restart Joe Rogan Questions Everything. Again, I haven't been invited. TJ asking, how's my brother?
A-okay.
He knows A-okay. Christina White, give me a shout. Mills, was there some rule against taking a pee break? No, here's what it was. I don't know if he cuts out, because remember, I watched the Bill Murray interview. But Bill said, you know, hey, can I use the bathroom? I have to use the bathroom, which is fine. He's an old guy. I'm old too. But in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't want to have to ask to pee and have people see that and hear that. I was too embarrassed. Besides, as I was getting really uncomfortable and on the verge of asking, like, dude, I got a squirt. I saw him looking over right over my left shoulder, and that's where the clock is. And I think it was because I was getting quieter, and he's like, ah, yeah, this dude's running out of energy. He looked at the clock, and he looked at the clock, I was like, I'm out. I did it. I'm out. And I ran to the restroom, and I never saw him again. No fist bump, No hug. Great show. Can't wait to have you back. Say hi to Gino. All those years.
No picture with the werewolf?
No selfie. Oongas. It's fine. It's fine. Because people are asking me, like, hey, what's the archery thing? What's the archery range like? Don't know. I got to the lobby. And then I left the lobby. I had like UPS man level access. That was it. And he's got security all over the place. It's not like you could just wander about the facility. And his security doesn't look like Bart Mall cop security with like a uniform. His security's like tatted up and muscly and tall. And you know they all have BJJ black belts. It's like I'm gonna sit right here. Douglas, do you need a safe word? No, I think I'm good. He had to hit the bong. No, as far as I know, I don't know if Joe's smoking weed again, but he wasn't doing anything for a long time. And I was having a sober May. So that's where we were just drinking coffee. I didn't even see any weed around. But remember that joint that Elon smoked? That was Gino's joint. The most expensive joint in history, we called it.
Was it blunt?
Oh, was it a blunt?
Yeah.
Those are tastier. Anything new with Three Eye Atlas?
Well,
UFO news?
I mean, there's a lot of debate back and forth on did Avi Loeb really mean that it was alien probe or, you know, and, you know, he was just speculating. There was something else that came out saying, you know, there's only a 1% chance that it was natural. But again, all speculation. You asked earlier about the Miami incident. I just wanted to touch on that for a second. It's not really debunked, but the narrative is that it was just a teen's fight. All those police officers, because a few teens got into a fight. It was also said that there could have been like firecrackers or fireworks involved in it. I don't know who's fighting and throwing fireworks around. That's not how we did it as kids. But
no.
Again, the response, like you said, was a huge presence for teens fighting. So
the firecrackers, they thought they had an active shooter. But still, I haven't seen a response like that to a shooter. I mean, you don't even see it in the footage, but there's three helicopters as well.
Yeah.
Zipping around.
You know, unfortunately, the people who come out and say that they were there, it's unverifiable. So we're just kind of in that internet speculation stage, of course, that nothing can be verified.
Mike, good. Thank you for $1.99. I got the coin, dude. This is my fourth one. Glad you got it, Mike. Thanks for supporting. 20 pound from Pick. Loves Hecklefish. Love you back. It's just lemons you bought. Just want to say thanks in the AMA, man. Maybe next time. I appreciate that. It's just lemons hanging out in the Patreon Discord. Which, remember, is a great way to support the channel. You can grab some merch from the Wi-Fi store. Go to shop.thewifiles.com. I'll get through these plugs as fast as I can. Or you want to support by becoming a member of Patreon. That's the best way to support the channel. For the little $3 a month, you get access to all kinds of perks like merch only available to members, 2 private live streams every week just for you. Plus, you get the episodes of the podcast early, no commercials. It's the best way to support the channel. Before you buy any merch, make sure you become a member on YouTube. I know, I'm sorry, it's another membership, but it's only $3. It pays for itself. What you get as a member on YouTube is you get 10% off anything Wildfile store forever. Every month, you get a new code for 10% off. So if you buy $40 worth of t-shirts, become a member, save 10%, pays for itself, and you want to cancel, that's fine. I don't have the membership as a way for me to make money. It's a way for you to save money. All the money from YouTube memberships goes to my fantastic team, and those are the plugs. Pick, no, you are the best. Drac becoming a member. Can't wait to get my new challenge coin. How many challenge coins have gone out?
This is the fourth one, and we are already sold over 300, so we're well over half of the stock. That was an hour ago. I have the link, or you can go to the main page and main page.
What is it? Is it an accessory?
No, no, no. Click the Y-Files logo. And so you see the there. Click right there.
There we go. All right. So these are the new coins. These are actually nicer in person. Like yeah. They're actually really nice. And they all come with this card. So they're numbered. So you know which ones. And they're all signed. They're all hand signed by me. Someone said on some platform that, oh, AJ just they just print those on there. And I said, how dare you, sir? How dare you? Every couple of days when I get into the studio, on the table in the kitchen, there's a stack of posters and cards and a Sharpie. So you go, okay, got to do some signing. And if you want anything specific, just let us know and I'll write it. I have had to write some weird stuff. And someone says, can you put a dirty doodle on the poster? I certainly can. And thank you for asking. So you can get those challenge coins. Only 500. We release one every quarter. We only do 500 of them. And once they're gone, they're gone. One of these, they're so limited. One of these days, it could be worth as much as $30 or $40. So think of it as an investment. It's an investment. I don't understand what the windows are doing. Victoria, you want to stay up? You want me to, or do you want to go down?
I can go down.
Victoria likes to go down. Azula Zedamati for 5. Just fans here. No Reddit A-holes. Late is great. Keep up the good work. Don't worry about butchering my name. It's all good. Thanks, Rasal Ezat Amadi. What shall I say? Shukran. Matthew Cole for 10 Australian. Another slogan for t-shirt. If you don't like the show, slash the seats. Don't damage property. If you don't like the show, watch something else. I mean, sometimes we get 10,000 people on the live stream tonight.
Let's see. Yikes. How do I put this in a nice way?
You call this a
now?
Live stream? How are you not embarrassed?
See? It's a mess. Al, I appreciate the 10 pounds. Unless it's AI. But AI wouldn't be tipping. Another 10 from A. The government's been telling us and would... silence anyone that would tell us that the asteroid is going to impact. I don't believe the scientific community anymore. Shout out Grasso and Singleton. I don't think they would tell us either, but a lot of people have access to telescopes that would be able to see stuff. And there are what was going to say nutty, but that's not fair. Committed. There are committed people that just look for stuff. So it'd be hard to keep secret. Gino, are you in the Brady's living room? I keep waiting to see Greg and Mike walk by.
Undisclosed. I can't tell.
Undisclosed. Okay. Don't try to sell that house. It's haunted. Beck Estes, thank you for 499. Crazy Blonde here. Oh, Crazy Blonde was in our Discord AMA. So with the Discord AMA, everyone's camera's on. So you see me and Gino up here, our handsome faces. But you could put your camera on and jump up on stage as well. Talk about stuff. There is Guillermo hello from Brazil. First time watching live, love your channel. Thanks for the support. Sorry, I couldn't pronounce your name. I didn't catch that it was Portuguese until it was too late. I already had gone down the Spanish road. Carly's been a member for 3 months. How about Hecklefish and Gertie pajamas? Lingerie.
All right.
How about some camel lingerie? All right. I think we are going to do PJs. I don't know if lingerie is really on brand. Probably not on brand. But I like where your naughty mind is at. Console fixed, 9 for 10. Nobody watched us. We watched ourselves. That's Gen X. We watched it. We raised ourselves. Mm-hmm. I asked myself if I did my homework, and I told myself I didn't, and myself said, that's fine. You had something you want to weigh in, Gino?
I was going to say, I used the original AI to do my homework. It's called The Guy in Front of Me. I would just copy right off of his paper. Got it done every time.
Claude sat in front of you. did a little rubbernecking over Claude's shoulder.
Peter, you know, I was ahead of my time. I knew that you would be judged on the information you could get, not on the information you knew. So I was adept at getting the information when I needed it.
Well, that's why you became successful. Our generation was all about coming together and being interested in who you are instead of what you are. 100% right. DSC, thanks for everything. Forgot to say it on the AMA. Wow, we have a lot of Patreon members on here tonight. That's awesome. But this video with the all news B-roll really drew your attention and made it seem real. You and the team did an amazing job as usual. It was going for the War of the Worlds vibe. I'm looking in the private chat. I always read those out loud. Oh, it's what?
I put the coin link up there to make it easier for you, but of course you went the hard way.
I know, but when I saw you waving your hand like this, I tried to pull you up really fast because it adds drama to the show. Like when I start to talk about things that I shouldn't talk about and I see you guys down there panicking and waving your arms, it adds an element of drama and suspense to the show. So I try to bring it up there so everyone can feel the anxiety as I continue to talk and not listen to your suggestions at all. There she goes. Always weighing in with great ideas. There's Gray Man Media. I got two ideas for Wi-Fi's episodes. The current gender wearing and the discovery of the two skulls in the Greek caves that are 20,000 years old. I don't know what gender wearing is, but if it's got gender in it, I probably don't want to cover it. But two skulls in Greek caves sounds cool. But I don't know if that why that would be special. There were humans there. Then Mr. Wilson running me through AI to see what my politics are. My ChatGPT says you're an anti-government anarchist with a heart of gold. That's what it says on my X profile. It says with a heart of gold, but preferably Bitcoin because I don't trust fiat. Never fiat. Clementine for five, my dad introduced me to you and I've fallen in love with the channel. Thanks for giving me and him something to bond over. That's amazing. I love when people are watching, families are watching together. I hope you're old enough to watch the show, Clementine. Well, you're old enough to tip $5, unless you grab dad's credit card. As Gen Xers would do sometimes. Sometimes you dip in there for a couple of bucks. But you don't overdo it. You don't overdo it. You know, you take $2. That's it. You don't overdo it. You don't clean it. You don't clean house. What is it? Pigs get something and hogs get slaughtered. Something like that. I forget how that goes. Like,
yeah.
Well, Chris for 10, don't know how I found your channel, but loves the content, never misses an episode. Fantastic. Keep doing it right. Thanks, man. I appreciate you. R. Meinger for $100.
Human, I want you to know, I said human, thank you for all the dough tipping, as I'm sure you will find, always is a good time. Ooh, 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 it's fun to tip the F-I-S-H, it's fun to tip the F-I-S-H.
I didn't know what Victoria was doing. It looked like she was doing Shaolin kata, but like orange belt with kata. She wasn't doing, you know, smashing tigers. She was doing like orange belt kata. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Arminger, thank you for the $100 and fourth kind. Appreciate that. Why are the mods spending money?
He does it all the time.
You know what it is? It's ever since he became famous, He's gifting memberships because he likes when people come up and they want selfies with him. He's the hybrid, by the way. You know, when we went out to the Nerdrotic meetup, people just were mobbing him for selfies.
Mass pandemonium.
Pandemonium. I felt invisible. There is, it's strange because I'm rarely recognized in public, but our last two delivery people are fans of the show. So it was kind of fun. I'm uncomfortable with it. I'm uncomfortable with being recognized, but it's fine. Everyone's usually pretty nice. But so a few months ago, Jake was in town, my boy, for music. I mean, he's performing at Smith Center. He's a big deal. I don't get into it too much, but he's a big deal. So we're watching him and his group perform. They did a great job. And Jen and I come out to the lobby of Smith. We pick a high top in the corner and to wait for Jake to come out. So he comes out, we're chatting about the show, whatever. And then I see from across the lobby, a kid, I don't know, 17 or so, 18, nervous, slowly walking over to the table. And I'm like, we've got a Wild Files fan here. Hang on. Just give me a second. I'll be nice. And he walks over and he walks right past me and he goes, Jacob, I am such a huge fan. And I was like, I know, yay. It was like the universe put me right there is your place. Mr. Big Shot. All right, well, thanks, Victoria. Always weighing in with the good stuff. There's Malopath for Canadian Five. Any interest in someone from CIA reaching out to you to discuss your perspective? I don't think they care about my perspective at all. Not at all. But, you know, if you're with the agency, you want to chat. I mean, I was going to say, I'll give you my number, but you already have it. You already stole it. You already captured it. I'm going to play that James Clapper clip forever. I look for an opportunity all the time to play it. And finally, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, they're all, it's all the chickens are coming home to roost. Someone's going to go to jail. And all these security people that are getting in trouble, don't talk about your politics with us. That doesn't work here in the White Files. Those are all Republicans and Democrats, both. And they don't like us. Someone going to jail. Oh, Billy Meier UFO case. Which one was Billy Meier? Wasn't his a kind of violent, though?
Yeah, he's the one who has...
Travis was violent.
Yeah, no, he's the one with pictures. He has a ray gun picture. He's the one-armed UFO guy. It's a little out there, but again,
good story. Phil Schneider lost his fingers and the chunk of his belly during that laser fight in under Dulce base.
Yeah, so again, Billy Myers has the ray gun, but you know,
and he has it.
I think this probably is highly.
Oh no, it's not real. It's not real, but he has it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and does it look like a Star Trek ray gun, or is it more like a Han Solo blaster, or is it like a generation like a the next generation? Their weapons were so cheesy; it looked like a TV remote. Like at least Kirk had a gun. Picard, they all look like they're changing the channel when they're attacking the aliens.
I'm gonna put a picture up for our. I'll get one for the chat for the. Nope.
Grab a picture and you share it if you find it. And if it's a good story, we'll cover it. I'll answer this question. Meanwhile, from YKWN 499, I have had a personal supernatural experience. I talk about it in the shadow person episode. I won't get into too much here, but I had an encounter with a shadow person called the Hag. It was the scariest night, scariest experience of my life before and since. Nothing's ever topped it. Not since I was a kid. Nothing was scarier. I still remember it to this day. We were staying at a crappy hotel. I couldn't go in the room anymore. Jen had to go in and get our bags. I just couldn't go in there. And then we left the hotel. It was the scariest thing that ever happened to me. Yet I don't believe in it. But But it happened, the hag. So in, I tell the whole story of what she did in the Shadow People episode. Don't want to get into it here.
Private chat, I put a Google link that'll bring up a bunch of pictures of the ray gun.
All right, grab this. Any thoughts on a possible Crowley ep or Crowley, depending? I probably, maybe a little bit, because we're going to do, we're working on an episode right now about Jack Parsons from JPL. And Parsons was, he was big into the occult. We just have to be careful because he's Aleister Crowley. There's, it's all sex magic. Whenever I say sex magic, I hear Chili Peppers in my head, don't you?
Absolutely.
Magic, sex magic. And, you know, and I don't, I try to keep it as family friendly as I can, like PG-13. But what Crowley and Parsons and these guys did was not PG-13. It was Eyes Wide Shut stuff in a basement in Pasadena. And then Jack Parsons' house explodes.
It's very strange death.
It said he was working on some rocket and exploded. And Parsons was he was an amateur rocket scientist. He was recruited by I don't know what the official story is, but he was recruited by the IC for JPL was born. All right, what do we got here? All right, that's probably not a good way to show it. I'm probably gonna.
Do I watch the After Files live stream or do I punch myself in the face? Tough decision.
All right, so here's the, this is.
That's this it is in the top left and the top right, and also he has UFO pictures, which you could see there, like look like the 19.
So early it's 80s. So funny. I've been watching a lot of Elvis lately, so now I'm trying to show the UFO laser gun picture, but I kind of want to watch the Elvis instead. That looks like it's from the Hawaiian special that was televised. Such a good special when he does American Trilogy. So it was such a great special. Do you remember that, Victoria? She's too young. Yeah. She's done. Such a good version of American Trilogy on that. Oh, wish I was in a land of cotton. Oh, storm not forgotten. Look away. Look away. What? It wasn't bad. It terrible. It wasn't terrible. All right, let's see what we got. Estamos viendo about the fotografías. So we have found photos from 7th with Mayer and his armas de rey, or his ray gun. Okay. There it is. Come on, man.
What? Wait, that looks
like a marital aid. Victoria, do you have one of these ray guns in your nightstand?
Like I'm telling you.
Like, see that? That sounds like a big old yes to me. That's a terrible ray gun. What is that, a two? And he's actually wearing a tinfoil suit?
You know, it blocks the way radio microwaves.
And that's the trigger. And the gun's just got a loose trigger. No trigger guard. Just a loose trigger. You have extreme trigger discipline there. And the holster... It had to be custom.
Child safety isn't really a problem with, you know.
No, you'd have to put this in the safe.
But those are also his UFO pictures there in the middle. So there's
he blasted a hole through this tree with that thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Does it say is that the tree? In Spanish, a little rusty. This would have been easier if I found one in English. Spanish, a little rusty. As all the Spanish speakers, I know I'm killing you. We don't need a... Without that... I can't... I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
So we have this one up in our list of possibilities shows. It's just... It's a fun one, you know, but I just don't know if we have a full episode on him. You know, we might need to lump him in with some other ray gunners.
This reminds me of the gun that you you've squeezed the trigger a few times and make sparks.
The sparks came out. I always love the smell of those for some reason.
I think Billy Meyer might have the spark gun. I don't think it's a real ray gun. I could be wrong.
Was there some letters on the bottom of that?
Yeah, it said jet. It said super jet. Made in Japan.
Yeah, I don't know if all the alien weapons
come from Japan.
That must be a debunker. That's not the one that he's using.
Oh, he said it wasn't made in Japan. I'm only seeing the Spanish versions, and I don't want to speak any more Spanish tonight. It's a hard story to do because you don't want to be, you know, I goof on stuff here because it's just us, you know, it's just a few of us hanging out. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Go back.
I'm curious. What?
Go back, and then at the bottom of what you were just looking at is him holding on. That's him in the blue shirt, I think. How many arms does he have? Yeah, there he goes.
So he lost his arm from the aliens?
I think it was unrelated.
You know, I can muscle my way through the Spanish, but now you got me reading kanji. I can't do it.
You know, you once told me there's no language that you couldn't speak mannerisms.
I can speak a little Mandarin. I can speak some Japanese, but I can't read it.
Every time you do, I just take your word for it.
Who knows what he's saying? I don't know what it means.
But I haven't found a waiter that you can't speak to yet.
I can write the word man and the word fire. Those are the only characters I know. What else we got? There's Mara for Digital by Mara. The Wi-Fi story laughs and heckle have helped me so much. Thank you, the whole team. All the supporters have made it possible. You're very welcome. Appreciate the tip. Thanks for keeping us going. There's Gonzo. Hey, Jake, you ever thought about reaching out to collaborating with Mr. Ballin? I don't reach out to anybody. But if John wanted to do something, it's hard to say no.
Could I also mention, I was down when you were talking about it. Ninjas or Butterflies are big fans. They mention us all the time. Josh has reached out a bunch of times. So I think that I think they know that you don't really do much, but they certainly would be open to it. They just had Sam Tripoli on. It was great episodes. And again, they're huge fans. And I think reciprocally, a lot of the stuff that I wind up researching and talking about, I hear first on their show.
They seem like nice guys.
Yeah, they're out of Florida.
Out of Florida?
Yeah.
Tampa?
No, I think they might be.
I don't have to stay in Mom's guest room then. I just want to avoid her guest room.
No, I think the show might be able to put you up.
It hurts her feelings, but the Tampa Hilton, it's way to go. Way better bar than his mom's house. Way better bed. She's so excited. She got a new bed, but she got it from Walmart.com for $300. She was very excited. You know, it comes airtight in a tube, and you just kind of slice it and just let it slowly go from its flaccid state into its rigid state. These are words, mean things. I didn't say erection. I didn't say it gets erect. But I mean, technically speaking. Audit the audit. I share your creator pain points. Your channel's awesome, and so are the live streams. I'm glad you appreciate them. This is not a professional live stream, though, so you're not learning anything here. Eric wants to know, how do you go about finding info for the Wi-Fi files? We just dig and dig and dig and dig. It's easier now than it used to be because I kind of know where to look. Like if we're doing a CIA story, when I first started the channel, I didn't even know there was a CIA reading room. I didn't know that was even there. But now if we're going to do a CIA story, I know exactly where to find the stuff. You know, I know where all the FOIA requests are. You know, I have to give a shout out to John Greenwald, who's from the Black Vault, who does a great, great job with FOIA requests that I've used, borrowed his research many a times. I try to credit him whenever I can, just like I'm doing now. Everyone should go check out the Black Vault. John Greenwald is an amazing journalist. So I know if I go to him, he'll have the FOIA requests. He'll have the documents, the CIA.gov. You can find stuff there. UFOs is the same thing. Some stories I know, I go right to Gaia. I take out the chainsaw and go to Gaia. And I'm a Gaia fan, a paid subscriber. But if it's on Gaia, it's bunk. There's Thad Fleming for 20. I'm a great front man. Thanks for what you do and putting together the team you have. Keeps us all entertained. You're very welcome. Thanks for the tips. Very generous of you. There is T-Manly. T-Manly, 1985 for 20.
Ooh, I finally love hearing the phrase, just the tip.
When are we getting the 90s style Hecklefish cartoon? I'm told it's in the works. But I don't have any paperwork on that. Now, my lawyer says it's legit, but I don't have any paperwork on it. Wow, Tech Legal gifted 50 memberships to the crowd. Very generous of you. Yeah, I mean, rather than send in a super chat that I'm not going to get to read in time, if you want to just, you can go down and buy memberships for people, which is really generous, really great. One thing to know, you have to turn on the ability to accept memberships in your YouTube account. I don't know how to do that. You can find it. And second of all, it's random. So when we gift memberships, YouTube randomizes it. I wish it didn't. I wish I could target specific people, but we can't. But speaking of Tech Legal and his generosity, $500.
That's me in the fishbowl. That's me on the YouTube begging you for money. I need to buy a little more booze, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I need $10. I haven't got enough.
Tech Legal saying, thank you so much for making this great content we can enjoy. Thank you for being so generous. That stuff really does help the channel. It really does. Becoming a Patreon member is the best way to support the channel. I mean, the $500 is great. We don't see most of that. I'm not complaining. There's Tony Smith. You should get a hold of Jack Churchward about the lost continent of Mew. He's a friend of mine, Senator James Churchward. I've talked about him a few times and his great work. I mean, if Jack is a geologist or following his father's footsteps, maybe he'd be a good guest on the podcast at some point. But if he's just his son, he's got a cool dad. I mean, Church Ward did great, great work, about the lost continents and, tectonic plates, all that stuff. It's worthy reading. I should know. I had to read his stuff for one of the episodes. There's Ironworks Gaming for 20. On your Apophis video, you should have had the SG-1 Apophis say, Shova. Shova likely refers to an enemy type called Shovas in the game Super Mario Brothers. Look, I'm Gen X. I don't know the lingo. I can tell from his avatar, he is younger than I am. So you'll have to help me out in the chat with what the youngster means. Yeah. Again, he said, I don't get it, LOL. Johnny True Crickets. Leo, what's up? Good to see you. Teach it means traitor. In what language? I'm looking. Flew over everyone's head. It certainly did. I get so sad when good jokes take that that dark turn and go so wrong. And it's my fault as the audience for that joke that I didn't get it. There's Mize 10, relatively normal guy that ticked off HRC. That's Hillary Rodham, something that rhymes with Binton, and lived to tell the tale, but she did retaliate. Not surprised. Ed C for 10 just finished the episode, one of your best. I think it was. I'm glad you liked it because I'm usually wrong. And I kind of don't like any episode that much that I do. It's like I do my best, but I really don't love them. But I'm glad you like that one. Toilet seat thoughts.
So I'm the only one who noticed this username.
Do a Shag Harbor UFO episode. I've seen the same UFO a few years ago. Shag Harbor, you know that one, Gino? I know Sag Harbor. But that looks like a British spelling.
Yeah, that's not Sag Harbor in Long Island. It's I do believe it's where was Shag Harbor? It might be in Canada.
It was in Nova Scotia, so Canada. Was the reported impact of an unknown large object into waters near Shag Harbor, Nova Scotia, a small fishing village on the Atlantic coast. Reports were investigative of various civilians. This sounds like good. Could be a good episode.
It would definitely in the paper, and there was a picture.
Pre-incident aerial phenomena. So Air Canada Flight 305 reported something strange out of the left side of the aircraft. His report reported object tracking on a parallel course. Daryl Dory, his sister and mother were sitting on the front porch when they noticed a large object maneuvering. The next day, they wrote a letter to RCAF Greenwood Base Commander asking what was flying over the water. And Nicholson of Somborne, Nova Scotia, while standing on the wheelhouse of his vessel, the captain was looking at four blips on his radar. He looked up about 17 miles from the windows. He can see four bright objects. Halifax. Local radio stations reporting glowing objects. Aerial view of the location. I think we got ourselves a chicken dinner here.
Yeah, it's similar to the Pentrick case.
Yep. Thanks, Toilet Seat. Victoria, did you write that one down? Yep, she got it. It's like one of my favorite parts about the After Files is getting the good tips. Snedler, DK, hey, please do an episode on the Hutchison effect. I've had him in a couple of episodes. Hutchison effect is that's anti-gravity. I've had him in a couple of episodes where I talked about it. I think the ARV episode he's mentioned, the killer patents, I talk about him a little bit. And I get into a little bit about Dr. Ning Li and AC gravity and her disappearance. That's kind of in there. I don't know if there's anything more to go into that I haven't already covered, Snedler. But if you think there is, let me know. Whatever happened to Chupacabra, was it alien or man-made? What do you think, Gino? Is that a real thing?
You know, I tend to think that people are seeing real things. They might be misidentifying them. But as far as cryptids go, I feel like there could be a chupacabra. Again, could be a misidentified animal, but it might be one that we haven't really identified yet.
Well, with the Peruvian face peelers, they did find 30 sheep that had two holes in their skulls and their eyes and brains were sucked out.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to debunk.
You know, and again, if the face peelers were the government pulling some sort of psyop, why are they doing that to the animals? I mean, that's the farmers
Let me lay out the scenario real quick. Is in Peru, there was villagers were reporting aliens in the jungle right near their village. They saw big eyes, yellow outfits. They were tall. They were hovering in the air. And the official report was, they were working in a legal gold mine and using hoverboards and jetpacks. And that's the official story. Now, we've since learned that there was a joint military operation going on at the same time between the U.S. and Peru at the same time in the same area. So it could have been military tech, but they saw something. And just after that story went public, it stopped. But then 30 sheep show up with two holes drilled and their eyes and brains sucked out. And the official story was like, as kids, kids. But how, first of all, how do you even have the humanity to sit there and drill two holes into a live sheep? How can you even do it? I can't even imagine it. But it's not like these sheep were mutilated. Something pulled their brains out through these holes. We can't do that. We don't have the tech to do that. Maybe Billy Meyer does, but you know, no tech exists that I'm aware of that can do that. Julio for five, Randall Carson smoking a pipe, observing the Earth from a Blue Origin spaceship while everything was going down. Didn't make the cut. Just kidding. That is a great image, though, to think about that. All right, we're at 2:12. We'll go to 2:30, 18 minutes. We'll go to 10 o'clock. Go to 10 o'clock. And there is Book Gaming Community for 10. I am John. I am. You have changed my life and light my family as well. Please keep doing this, good sir. As long as you keep watching, I'll keep making them. Can't promise every week. We're going to miss a couple this month, but that's because of Sean Ryan. I'm in Victoria. I might miss my deadline because I'm exhausted. I'm going to do my best. We were going to cancel this show tonight, but I wanted to make sure that I connected at least one time before I split for a couple of weeks. Gene saying O'Hare Airport or Charlemagne Lost Time Theory. Plus, I covered the lost time, the Phantom Time Hypothesis very early on in the channel, if you want to check that out. I don't know how it connects to O'Hare or Charlemagne. So maybe you have to look into something else. How would you connect O'Hare Airport with Charlemagne in any capacity? Jericho for Agent Wife House team. Big question for y'all. Hello. Thank you.
And Yahtzee. Thanks for supporting the channel, human.
All right. This is a good comment from Mike D. I believe Elizondo is a patriot who's continuing to do his job, whatever that is. By the way, Lou just opened up a bar called Bombshells in Wyoming. I agree that he's just doing his job.
One thing I'd like to add to what you're saying, you're right about everything you're saying. However, that shouldn't discourage people from becoming whistleblowers. We need more. They're opening the door for others. So let's get as many as possible so we could sift through the BS.
Yeah, there was a whistleblower who was very, very compelling. And I forget his name, Matthew something.
Brown, Matthew Brown.
Was it Matthew Brown? I watched his interview with Jeremy and George. I call him Jeremy and George. That's a first name basis. So Jeremy Corbell and Jordan. And he looked like he was legit telling the truth. Like, I believe that kid.
Yeah.
And he's not saying anything outlandish.
And he's behind Immaculate Constellation, which says we have downed vehicles.
Yep. And that's really all he gets into. He says he basically found a PowerPoint about downed vehicles, a recovery program, technology. And that's it. He didn't say he saw photos of stuff. He just said this PowerPoint is kind of, he actually went to his supervisor and said, I found this. I don't think I'm allowed to see this. And his supervisor said, pretend you never saw it. Don't worry about it. And he thought he would get a reprimand or something. Nothing. It was never mentioned again.
You know, I think that's one of the important things about whistleblowers. Most of them, most are whistleblowing about about crafts, not about aliens being in our government or things like that. So people lump in aliens with the UFOs, UAP phenomenon. These really are two different things. And
that,
putting the aliens in there gives it too much of a wacky feeling for most people. But we are sure that there are vehicles.
It's a good point, because when you hear Richard Doty talking about EBA 1 like strawberry ice cream, it sounds nutty. But when you hear even someone like Mark McCandlish talking about spinning mercury engine, spinning mercury vortices, and you hear that over and over, it sounds kind of credible. So yeah, Matthew Brown, I kind of believed. Melise wants to know if I was buds with Kennedy from my MTV radio years. I was not. I don't even know if she was working there in the early 2000s. If she was, she wouldn't have hung out with me. Kennedy, most, I don't know this for sure, but she would have worked out at 1515 Broadway. That's where the MTV headquarters was. But the radio people, we didn't go to 1515. We go down there once in a while, get like a free lunch in this gorgeous thing. It's like MTV. I worked up on 50th Street, you know, with Nickelodeon and VH1. That's they're like, add their radio, just stick them on the seventh floor up there. Nobody cares. So, you know, I was with MTV a long time. I was in 1515 like three times. First time I was there, I was 19 years old, auditioning. And I forgot to even mention this to him, but I almost landed the gig that Jay Moore got. Was it the lip syncing show? When Jay was in the studio, we talked a little bit because he's one of the first stand-ups I saw. I was this close. I was screen testing with like three or four other guys in the room for the show on MTV when I was 19, and I lost to Jay Moore. I forget that show. Someone in the chat remember it. Cody, thanks for all you do. Fire two dogs. Appreciate it. There's the Sheep of Wall Street 5. A quick question. Do you think you can do an episode about the Challenger shuttle explosion? If not, why? I can't, because that's a dangerous conspiracy. YouTube doesn't like that one. And there's victims and there's death. And there's real people that are alive that we don't want to violate their privacy. That all being said, since we're on the stream, it's a really weird conspiracy. We've covered it on an After Files that you can find if you search for it.
Yeah.
But the conspiracy is the Challenger shuttle, that the people weren't on it, that they're living among us, and there's photo evidence of it. I mean, should I call it up real fast?
Yeah. By the way, that show was called Lip Service with Jay Moore. With the Challenger.
Yeah, I got to go here. Go ahead.
Yeah, with the Challenger, they say that, I mean, it is pretty interesting to see the pictures of the people living under the same name that look like exactly like them in the same field. Two of them were twins, supposedly. And I'm not sure I believe that it's real, but it's a compelling story. Especially when approached, they don't deny it. They laugh about it.
Do they?
One of the people that got approached just kind of laughed about it.
Well, I'm trying to zoom in for you, but all the images here are low res. But you can see, I mean, some of them even had the same names. They're in the same fields. Yeah, I think the Asian guy has a twin, right?
Yes.
I think he's got the twin. But like these guys, you guys can't really see this. This is a shame. See if they have a better picture. Probably not. Like I had to use DuckDuckGo because Google doesn't like this. Doesn't like this one. See if I can get a large size here. No. Yeah, if you look for this on Google, you'll scroll for a good while. But yeah, I wouldn't want to cover it. Even if I'm not sure I believe this conspiracy either, but it's such a tragedy. You know, maybe Sheep of Wall Street is too young to remember, but I'm not. Mom let me stay home from school to watch the launch because I was so excited about it. And when the thing exploded, the whole country was devastated. And Christy McAuliffe, you know, is a civilian. She was a teacher. You know, so this was a big, big part of our culture in the 80s. And the explosion was so dramatic. And then to learn later that the crew probably didn't die in the explosion. that right. they most likely died from the impact in the water. So you have to imagine they're, the thing explodes behind them and they're in the air for a minute and a half. So I can't even imagine what's going on inside, you know, inside this room right here.
Yeah. And when we covered it,
this is 2 minutes before it happens. And yeah, they were probably alive after this crash. And then they died when they hit the water.
Yeah, when we covered it, I specifically said, look, we're talking about this, but I don't believe this. I believe they're heroes and should be treated as such. This is just an interesting story that is out there.
Totally agree. It's interesting. You can't deny it. I agree with everything you said. Heroes, all that. It's still interesting. You know, we can believe both. And Destin's wants a whole episode on the legitimacy or non-legitimacy, exposing the truth of all the big UFO leakers. I think I come at him pretty aggressively. You know, I name the names. You know who I believe and who I don't. I mean, at some point, there's a chance I could run across Lou Elizondo. I don't want him taking a swing at me like I'm Bart Sabrell. I don't have to duck and move around Lou. It looks like he can throw one. My point is, I don't want him to think I'm a jerk. I don't think he'd be annoyed that I'm skeptical, but I try not to attack.
He has to deal with that. That's part of the gig. He was recently Chris Ramsey, who runs Area 52, a great channel, called him out on it and said, look, Lou was a really nice guy. Love. We got along great. Do I believe him? I can't believe anything he's saying. And he knows that. I've said it. He said, you know, I said it to his face.
And look, if you're Lou and you're telling the truth, if you're telling the truth, you're still in a weird position because you can't really prove it. We just have to take your word for it. You can't. Yeah. And he knows that, you know, it's like, all right, you don't believe me. Oh, well, what do you want me to do? I can't. I don't have it. That's what I'm waiting for. The whistleblower to sneak out with the photos, you know, that he goes in with his phone kind of in the pocket or something, you know, or I don't know if he can steal a piece of exotic metal from a craft. I don't think he can. Maybe you can stuff it in your pants like Sandy Berger when he smuggled those documents out. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, we were back in Bob Lazar territory.
Right.
You know, if you're able to smuggle something out, you still might not be believed like Bob Lazar. So even if you have credible evidence, it's hard to still get people on your side about it, you know, and you could put it through the government and they might approve it. And then you find out it was fake, like Lou Elizondo's pictures.
And exactly like Richard Doty did, where they said, let him believe it's UFOs. That's better than him believing that it's a top secret program. So if he is compromised by the Soviets, which was the concern, then let Paul Benowitz think that he's seeing aliens so that if he is approached by KGB that want to turn him and he says, yeah, it's aliens. KGB would like, we don't need your help no more. You're crazy.
Well, it's the Pentagon is definitely participating. So if Lou Elizondo is putting through pictures that have to be approved, the Pentagon has to approve them, which means they probably know they're fake, but they're still approving them, saying, put them out to the UFO community. These are not fake photos. So
absolutely. You know, a few months ago, he did a speech and he put fake photos up there that had already been debunked. And he apologized and he said, you know, they just gave me these photos as I got here. I didn't have a time to vet them. Not a good look. Not a good look. There's Ron Tate Foster for two. It's for Hecklefish's for his guppy support. That's about all he likes to pay. He doesn't like to pay that bill. We got 14 minutes. I'm gonna let you go, Gino. I'm gonna blast through these super chats. Appreciate your help. Mark Markland, $50.
A modern day goldfish lives in style.
while, but you haven't tipped in quite a while. My money is all spent. You haven't tipped a cent. I gotta pay my rent, or I'll be living in a tent.
Mark says, I'm grateful to you and the White Files team for this episode. This hits hard with me. Tears came down early this morning when I watched it. Tears came with the 4 Billion Names Memorial, and tears came for Melody Grace Schultz and Tears Now. Very nice, Mark. Mark has supported the channel for a very, very long time. And it's just an honor to have Melody's. She's part of history now. I mean, not that this channel is important. It's not, but it's here. And now a million people know her name. 20 months old. I can't explain it. I can't explain how that's even allowed to happen. My post creative for 10, please. In your fascinating Cozy Rev's Mirrors episode, you said, I don't know about you, but I'm heading to Home Depot. Did you actually make one? If not, what are you waiting for? I don't have time to build something from IKEA. That's what the wife is for. I don't do any of that. And don't attack me. I'm handy. I know how to do stuff. Wiring, plumbing. I can do all that stuff. I can frame. I can do everything. I don't have time. And I don't want to do it. I'm really not designed for that kind of work. You know, I'm designed for research and talking to a fish and doing a professional podcast.
Oh boy, it's live stream amateur hour again.
So I don't have time for that. But there was a group on Facebook that was making Cozy Rev Mirror. I don't know if they ever finished it. But if you look at the episode, there's nothing to it. You can download the plans online. You're just bending a piece of aluminum around. You just have to get the curve right. But it's Fibonacci numbers. You'll figure it out. There's nothing to it. Oh, it's disgusting. It's Stink Ass Cat is your username.
Look at his username.
Challenge coins are awesome. Perfect. Hangman 275 with the A's missing. Nicely done for $5. Is the what file still going to happen? Yes. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. When?
As soon as you let us.
There is Jim Rock Robbie. Thank you for the 10. Jessica Best. Can we get tinfoil hat beanies? Those are coming. Tinfoil hats are coming in. I got you already, Mark. Appreciate that. Snedler with the super sticker. Dave Dominique. Appreciate the support. I'm looking for my favorite one. Sage, thank you for bringing up my uncle Persinger during one of the harp episodes. He was a great man with such interesting theories. That's cool that he was your uncle. Boy, I like to sit and chat with him. He had some good stuff. Weighs $100.
They see me swimming in my waist. Send me money, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl, it's dirty. Come and sniff my bowl, it's dirty. My poop is nasty. It's floating. Please tip me, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl, it's dirty. Come and sniff my bowl, it's dirty.
Love the Wild Files, says Waves. You were great on Rogan. Appreciate that. Bead fans of yours for years. Bead fans. Isn't that... Did you feel it, Waves, when you hit send? $100. So much money. You hit send, and the N and the B, they're right next to each other, and you just had a little thumb slip, and you went, oh! Oh, $100! $100, and I super chatted a typo. Oh! That hurts, but it's very generous, and I appreciate the laughs. How about a show on ET mining minerals in the rings of Saturn? I mean, if that's a real story floating around, I definitely cover that. If you just want me to make that up, I don't really do that. I mean, I do it a little bit. But that's an interesting story. Kamigrad's UFO incident, greetings from Turkey. I think I covered that on an After Files. That was a great, let me see if I could find that. That's one of the best UFO pictures and video. Yeah, we'll see. I don't want to see the History Channel covering it. Hope there's no fallout from that. What do you mean he said no? All right, can you guys see this? Here's a good one here. Oh my goodness. I don't have enough ad blockers on this browser down here. Is this going to play? No, visit site. Here we go. I mean, this is legit filmed. It's one of my favorites. That you'll find some video of it where I'm distracted because it's so interesting. Where they stabilize it, and you can see things in the craft. We'd have to find a stabilized version. So this thing, and if you watch the dates, see the dates? May 27th. I'm going backwards. May 23rd. May 29th, same craft. June 6th, same craft. So people have stabilized and enhanced that. June 9th. June 10th. I think this video is taken from someone in the military, or someone kind of legit. June 11th. It's a good one. I don't know if we can find it stabilized and enhanced. Here we go. All footage stabilized. And where are you? Cindy Lang. Oh, I showed up at a good time. Yeah, we're looking at weird stuff now. Well, we only have 5 minutes left, but let's go out with a bang. I'm trying to find the frames where you can see it. It looks like big white heads and black eyes inside the bridge or whatever they call that. I don't speak alien Zeta Reticuli. Like there's something in there. Seems kind of craft forward for a flybridge, though, doesn't it? You might be. I put that more aft. Uh oh. Yeah, this is how you know it's almost time to wrap up. Boys. I don't know. All he did was read super chats and show pictures of his cat. He didn't really. You know, on for 2.5 hours. He didn't show UFOs until the last minute. And he just cast a check and ran. There's Jake. Thanks for the 501. Really interesting in the Apophis video about it possibly colliding with the Earth on Easter Sunday in 2036. Big coincidence. Who knows? Love what you do. I hope it's a coincidence, man. Because we really don't want a real judgment day. We really don't want that. Scott Driscoll, thank you for the 5. Going to get through these kind of quick. Only a few minutes left. It's Cannibal Island. Salvador Cesar Pius patents. Working on that. His patents are amazing. He has patents of all kinds of alternate tech. whether it's time travel, folding space, anti-gravity. He has patents, and they're all owned by the U.S. Navy. He's got a bunch of them. There's Scott Driscoll. Any chance you cover the Q drops, not the BS QAnon stuff? The mainstream media puts out a legit flat Earth episode. Love you guys. The right Q drop, I would. I don't care to do an episode on QAnon because it's too. I don't think that group is that much of a positive influence. But they're also, no one really knows who they are, and they're so divisive. I don't want to do political stuff. Remember what you look to ChatGPT. I don't do political stuff. David says, thank you for the wonderful stories, excellent content. I'm glad you appreciate it. Have you heard of Julian Brown Plastiline? I have. He's just a young kid who took plastic and converted it into fuel. And he's disappeared after, I think he filed for his patent, he disappeared. So I was going to do a little backstage video on him and explain his story a little bit in more detail. Because people were like, how do you make gasoline from plastic? But remember, plastic is a byproduct of petroleum. So if you break it down to its core elements, you can get fuel out of it. And he says he did. He's back, says 215 Fahrenheit. Good. Good. That'll make for a better backstage video. But I'll get into what he discovered and how the technology works and stuff. It's really interesting. VG, $50. Appreciate the support. You guys are so generous tonight. Andy Man is Ski. Victoria, who voices Hecklefish? Andy Man wants to know.
Hecklefish does his own voice. Who does yours?
Wilma Titsgrow. I'm late. What'd I miss? Hi, Victoria. Do you know Wilma Titsgrow?
Well, she's been around since the first After Files, and we had to read her name.
Is she a she?
I don't know.
I assume that's a dude would do that goofy name.
Probably. But it's just funny. Wilma. We love her. Love whoever.
Backwoods wants to know who does AJ's voice. Hecklefish does. Beats and Meats. The autocorrect on Super Chats in the iPhone is crazy aggressive. No lie. It is almost always wrong and possessed by demons. Go into your settings. I do it on my Macs too. I turn off that autocorrect off. Just even if it's going to cost me $100 Super Chat with a typo, I'll take the risk. It's so annoying. Chadwick, I've covered Moo before. It was a fun episode. It was about the war between Atlantis and Lemuria. So we got into the island of Mew in that episode. It was fun. Craig Barrett waving hi, Mrs. Titsgrow. Zach Halo's a files. Appreciate you. Craig Barron, does the couch pull out? I don't think that's for me. Bella, everything is political. Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be, I swear. It doesn't have to be ideological. I talk about politics all the time. I make episodes about politics when I go after the government and expose corruption and lies. That's politics, but it's not ideological partisan politics. That doesn't have to always be, because there are plenty of countries that don't do it our way. Parliamentary system has a whole bunch of different parties. Italy creates a new constitution every 18 months. They can't figure it out. So everything is politics, but not everything has to be partisan. You can just choose to say no, as I have. I don't trust any of them. And we're going to get into a lot of that on Sean Ryan. I'm going to get another audit next year after that one comes out. And that's it for my podcast bookings, right?
What do you mean that's it?
I don't have any more. Do we have more invites?
Yeah, but smaller channels, smaller ones. You might want to help out some smaller channels. Who knows?
I don't mind. I don't mind smaller channels.
That's interesting.
DSDRN, longtime supporter. Oh, sorry, buddy. Just got kicked. Just noticed you made it to 5 million. That's I know. We slowly crept into it. Zagreen deserve all good things. Congrats to you and the team and Victoria's feet. Which, of course, is the most important thing of all. Thanks to everyone for hanging out. Gino, thank you for your help tonight. Thank you. There he goes. Thumbs up. Victoria, as always, thank you for staying up so late, keeping things calm. Thanks to all the mods. I saw the hybrid was here. AC was here. Mary Jane was here. Appreciate you guys. Thanks to everyone who's sending super chats today and are still super chatting. Like shadow, like episode on Donald Trump's sentient hairpiece. When I mean, why? You know why? Why is it sentient? It could be. It kind of does look like a SCOBY. Like he's trying to grow. He's trying to make kombucha. Is he trying to make some kombucha up there? We have official word. Is 100% female.
I figured. She had female energy.
And a good sense of humor. Haley Jem, thank you, Maddie. Good night. Arch on Fenris, appreciate you. Northside. Cuddly Choya, thanks for all the great comments. Matthew Wyatt, you're very welcome. Appreciate you guys. See you soon. Hecklefish will sing you out.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I swam down each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all, it's all so amusing, to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no. Oh, no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a fish? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels. Take care of those waitresses, will you? All right, everybody get home safe. This is Hecklefish. And you know what? I did it my